Hey everybody. Welcome to the Monday Mindset. I'm Erin Hart, and in today's Monday Mindset, we're going to be talking about time management and how to prioritize your health goals this year. So, if you are a busy mom or a grandma and you take care of everyone else's needs before you take care of your own, listen up. Self-care is not selfish. It's science. There is time in your day for everything that is the most important, and to achieve permanent weight loss so that you can prevent diet-related disease and prolong your life, we need to move your self-care from the bottom of your to-do list to the top. So like I said, I'm Erin Hart. If you're new around here, every Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, I go live in the Healthy Real Food Challenge Facebook group and share these mindset tips to help you each week with your sugar and flour-free lifestyle. You know, self-care is so important, and it's the best gift that you can give to your family and to the world. So, I have so many clients come to me feeling like they just don't have time to meal prep or to plan their meals or grocery shop, and I totally get it. I'm a mom of three little girls, and my girls are 11, 8, and 4 right now. So, I also work at the hospital on the weekends, and Monday through Thursday, I'm building my coaching business, and then on Fridays, I'm creating the Healthy Real Food app, right? Not to mention like church callings and carpool and feeding everyone, right? So as a mom, a nurse, and a caregiver, I totally understand the struggle, and I used to really have a hard time finding the time for self-care for myself. And that led to issues with binging, and I gained 120 pounds over the course of 10 years. So I absolutely understand the struggle, but listen up, okay? Because what I'm going to say may be hard to hear. You can't help anyone if you are in a hospital or if you're dead. And I know that that's maybe not the best way to say it. Okay, but like if you are too busy to take care of your basic physiological needs, like sleep, eating healthy, hydration, right? You're too busy. If you're too busy to take care of yourself, you're too busy. So today, I'm going to give you one simple way to help you to manage your time so that you can prioritize your self-care. This is a key principle that I teach in the Success Path course. It's a 10-step process to take you from where you are right now to thriving in your goal body. And I want to invite you to schedule. So the thing that we're talking about today is the power hour. So I want to invite you to schedule 1 hour per week for a power hour. So this can be on a Sunday night or a Monday morning or any time during the week, as long as you're doing it around the same time each week. But sometime at the beginning of your week to help you to get organized. So this is an appointment with yourself in your calendar, and it's dedicated to planning your time for the week. And you treat this appointment in your calendar like a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, right? It's not something that you just don't show up to. You need to show up for yourself, for your power hour. And during this hour, you're going to plan your schedule and your self-care for the week. So in the Mindset Mastery Workbook, there is a tool called the Time Management Tool and the Weekly Meal Planning Tool, two tools. So let's talk about the time management tool because these are the two tools I want you to focus on during your power hour. So the time management tool, it's titled My Weekly Focus in the Mindset Mastery book. And this is a tool to help you to identify your priorities for the week. Achieving your goal body this year means that you have to learn to say no to some things so that you can say yes to you and your health goals. You losing weight for the last time, it takes focus. Like your health needs to become one of the main areas of focus in your life. So you have to prioritize your time and energy to be successful at sustainable weight loss. And remember why this goal is so important for you to be healthy, right? So the questions in that worksheet ask you what your main priorities, goals, and intentions are for the week. And then out of that list, you differentiate. Okay, so what are the things that you must do this week? And then what are the things that you want to do but are negotiable? Okay, so the must-dos are non-negotiable. The want-to-do list, that's negotiable. And then you also make a not-to-do list for the week. Stephen Covey said, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. I'm going to say that one more time. The key is to not prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. So in this power hour, you're scheduling your priorities. So those things that are on your must to-do list, those go in your calendar. So whether you use like a Google calendar, which I love, or you have a paper calendar or a planner, Asana, which is a time management tool that I also love so much. There's lots of different calendar apps, right? But what you're wanting to do right now is to schedule your priorities in your calendar, the things on your must-do list. So for example, every day from 7 to 8 a.m., I have my self-care time when I pray, meditate, read my scriptures, and get ready for the day. And for those of you who are moms, like, you know how sometimes just like getting dressed and putting on makeup is like a win, and it's something I actually have to schedule for myself, right? So, and then from 4 to 5 p.m. is my time to exercise every day. And so Monday through Friday, I schedule my weekly meal. So I like to schedule the most important things for my self-care. I schedule my weekly meal prep. Usually I do that each Sunday, like from 2 to 4 p.m. when I cut vegetables. Every Friday night, my husband and I go on a date. I schedule the time in my schedule to take the girls to the park or for one-on-one time for our mommy-daughter dates. And during my power hour, I schedule that like fun family time. So these are the things that are on my must-do list because they align with my most important goals and values. So my main priorities in life are building like an eternal family, like, you know, building a strong family unit, maintaining my health, and building my business. So those are the things that I really focus and have on my must-to-do list. And a lot of things in my life, I have to say no to. So sometimes like my dishes and the laundry, they're not done. But the most important things are, right? They eventually get done. But right, you got to schedule your priorities because if you don't, they don't get done. And you have to learn to keep your promises to yourself to up-level your life. And there's time for everything that is the most important. When I was a little girl, I remember one of my Sunday school teachers brought in a jar and they had all these different sizes of rocks and they told us to try to fit them all in the jar. And so we'd put in like the sand and then the gravel and then the big rocks and it just wouldn't fit, right? But if you take everything out and you put in the big rocks, the biggest rocks first, and then you put in the gravel, it would kind of filter down, and then you put in the sand and then it all fit in the jar. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to schedule the most important things. And when we do that, everything else falls into place. So the power hour is also a time for you to do your weekly meal planning, which is a great time to fill out your weekly meal plan. And this is a 10,000 foot overview of the food that you need for the week. So open your fridge, shop your pantry, right? Just see what you have in there that needs to be used up. And then write down like two or three breakfast ideas that you can eat this week. And then whatever ingredients you don't have in your fridge or pantry, put those on your shopping list. Write down what you're going to eat for lunch and dinner. Just like have a few different meal ideas for the week, for breakfasts, for lunches and dinners. It's not like a really detailed plan for the week, but I like to have a general plan so that I can make my grocery shopping list. And if you're lacking inspiration, this is also the time to open the meal ideas workbook or one of the recipe books that we have in the VIP group. You can find a new recipe in a cookbook you have or online. I have a really awesome Pinterest board that has tons of meal ideas that you can look at there. So like write down, just choose maybe one new recipe or something if you want to, and write down the ingredients that you don't have in your fridge or pantry. Write those down on your list and then order your groceries online. I always recommend to order them online if you can. I love ordering my groceries online. It saves me hours each week so that I don't have to drive to the grocery store, do the shopping, be around all the food triggers. And it also saves me money because I'm not buying things just because I see them, right? I'm just buying the things that I actually need. So even though it costs a little bit of money to have the groceries delivered to your house, like it is so worth it. So worth it because you're saving yourself so much willpower and time. So it's one thing that you can delegate to free up more time for your self-care. So this is, let me just show you an example of my weekly meal plan. I just usually keep it in my notes, but you can print out the paper from the mindset from the book. And I think it's in the meal planning workbook. And let's see. Sorry, I should have had it pulled up here. Okay. So it's just simple. Let me see if I can. Yeah, so it's just simple. I keep it in the notes here. And then it just has like a few different breakfast ideas, a few different lunch ideas. And then let's see. And then I can kind of make my daily meal plan from that. So like at the end of each day, when I'm planning my meals for the next day, I can just kind of look at what I have ingredients for. And so that really helps me. You can just use a blank page in your journal or a composition notebook or the weekly meal planning sheet from the meal plan workbook to write it down. But the weekly power hour is a must. So not only do we want to automate your daily habits, we talk a lot about that, writing down your food the night before, eating what you wrote down, connecting with your buddy. Those are really important daily habits. But we also want to automate our weekly habits like meal planning, meal preparation, and grocery shopping each week. And try to do those at the same time each week if you can, so that it becomes habitual and you get in that routine. I usually go grocery shopping like twice a week because around Thursday I start to run out of fresh produce. And so that's kind of the flow of my grocery shopping. But I promise when you do the weekly power hour, you're going to gain clarity and perspective. You're giving your future self the gift of a stocked fridge and a plan so that it makes the daily meal planning process so much easier. I challenge you to make the weekly power hour part of your weekly habit stack. So during this hour, again, you're going to fill out your weekly meal plan with your grocery list as well as your time management tool so you can schedule in the things that are the most important in your calendar. Creating habits of planning and preparation is key to sustainable weight loss, and it's how you can not only lose weight but keep it off. So self-care is not selfish. It is the best gift that you can give to your family and to the world. So put your needs at the top of your to-do list, and everything else will fall into place, I promise. So now, if you aren't part of my coaching program, or you are and you're wanting some extra motivation, I have an exciting event coming up next week that you don't want to miss. If you're wanting to lose weight for the last time this year, don't miss the upcoming free Healthy Real Food Challenge that is happening on March 19th through the 22nd at 11 a.m. Mountain Time each day. So I'm hosting a live interactive challenge over Zoom for an hour and a half each day to share with you the success secrets that helped me to lose 125 pounds and will help you to achieve sustainable weight loss so that you can give your sugar and flour-free lifestyle some rocket fuel. So to register for that, it's a free challenge. You just go to erinharthealthcoaching.com/free-challenge, or you can find the link to join in this post or in a link in my social media bio. So I can't wait to see you there. I'm cheering you on. I hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye, everybody.